You are locked in to Locked On Badgers on a Tuesday, first episode of the week here on May 25th, 2021. My name is Asher Lowe, joined by Ben Kenny. As always, we are the team at BadgersWire.com covering Wisconsin football and basketball. But most importantly for you, we are your host right here on the Locked On Podcast Network covering the Wisconsin Badgers. Locked On Badgers, the show that brings you the insider student perspective filled with stats, special guests, and all things Wisconsin sports. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Locked On Badgers. Ben's meme game is strong today on Twitter at Locked On Badgers. So make sure you check that out. His meme game already on fire on a Tuesday morning. And also make sure you follow on Spotify, drop a review on Apple. Make sure that you get our updates on Apple by, I don't think the button's called follow. I think it's subscribe on Apple and follow on Spotify. If my memory serves me correctly. Make sure wherever you get your podcasts, you are knowing when episodes are out. You can also follow us on Twitter at ALOW_33 for me and at Ben Z Kenny for Ben. Ben, a Tuesday and a controversial topic to get to, but your meme game before we get to today's episode already strong.
Dude, out of all Locked On hosts, I think I have to be bottom like 20 or 30% in the meme game. Ben Stevens, Locked On Big Ten, crushes it. But earlier, I log on to Twitter, and if you're a golf fan, you know the saga that Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka have been. Bryson walks by Brooks when he's doing an interview, and Brooks gives him the biggest eye roll of all time. So Locked On Golden Gophers decided to come at us and make Wisconsin, you know, Bryson and Minnesota doing the eye roll. But I had to come back with something of real substance, and that's their championship rings for finishing in second place.
Ben, I think we found our offseason niche on this show. We are just fixing Wisconsin's problems in terms of the athletic department. We are fixing the issues. We fixed an issue last week, or tried, and I think we got some pretty good progress on it, got some good feedback. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, we tried to fix the issue of the Wisconsin football student section. Today, we are righting some wrongs in terms of Wisconsin's retired jerseys, because there are some people, basketball, football, and beyond. But today we're going to focus basketball and football. There are some names that their jerseys aren't retired, and it's not even debatable. It's frankly weird and kind of suspect that these people's jerseys aren't retired, in my opinion at least. It makes no sports sense in terms of the basketball and football of it all. They're great people from everything I know about, at least the two people I'm about to talk about. And they had ridiculous success at Wisconsin, and yet their jerseys are not in the rafters, and it makes no sense. Ben, you have some football names. I have some basketball names. We're fixing Wisconsin's issues on Locked On Badgers.
Is this just our glorified job campaign to become next AD or what?
Well, I already applied on WisconsinBadgers.com. You know, you can literally just go on Wisconsin's athletic website and apply to be the AD, guys. So if you want to throw your name in the ring,
you have to have a college degree, though.
You have to have a college degree. That's the only requirement.
So I don't qualify quite yet.
You have it. Oh, you technically don't have a degree. What, do you have one summer class? Right. All right. So let's tell the search committee to slow down, and you and I will put in our joint application for Wisconsin's ADs, and we will be sure to give out free food at games, just like Barry did to me at the Big Ten tournament. So we will
and maybe alcohol. Going.
Maybe a little alcohol, maybe alcohol at games if Ben Kenny gets his way. At football games. We'll see. Today we're fixing the issue of retired jerseys because there are multiple guys in Wisconsin's history, both hardwood and gridiron, that deserve to have their numbers immortalized forever. The last one and the only one that I know of, the only major jersey retirement for football or basketball that I know of while we were at Wisconsin, Ben, as students, was Frank Kaminsky. I was there. It was against Purdue, I want to say off the top of my head, when his jersey was retired. Wisconsin won that game. I showed up early. I had a Frank Kaminsky towel. I still have it. They gave us 44 towels, a Wooden Award winner, well-deserved. But I have two more basketball players, Ben, that are equally as deserving as Frank the Tank.
Yeah, I think you should start this off because I texted you about doing this topic and you fired back within seconds saying, in. I have thoughts on all of this.
I was absolutely fired up about this, Ben. And the reason was there were two names off the top of my head, and there's even more than this, but I'm going to give you these two because these two are so egregiously ridiculous that I don't even know where to start. I would love to hear some reasoning as to why these guys aren't in the rafters, at Wisconsin, it's completely ridiculous. So here we go.
Wait, let me guess.
Played in the NBA.
Let me guess. Brevin Pritzel.
That's correct. In fact, he should be not only retired at the Kohl Center, he should be retired in the state of, or the country, sorry, of Serbia. And he should be right alongside Nikola Jokic in Serbian basketball lore. But that's a different story. He's dropping 50 left and right over in the Serbian league. The two other guys that I was going to mention, besides the Brev man, the world's greatest shooter, another really good shooter is the first one, Michael Finley, who not only had a tremendous NBA career, probably the best NBA career of a Badger ever. I mean, probably the best NBA career of any Wisconsin basketball player ever.
I might make myself sound stupid with this, but he was better than John Lohr.
He was better than John Lohr. Yes, he was. You know what? You can buy John Lohr's jersey. Did you know this? You can. He's actually one of the cheapest jerseys right now on NBAStore.com. Because I like to do a thing where I go on NBAStore.com.
Is he still in the league?
No, he's not. But
I really don't
think so. You
can buy
his Pistons jersey. You can also buy a jersey I'm wearing right now, Ben. Another Wisconsin Badger, also not in the league. But this jersey was $19.99. Cheapest jersey on NBAStore.com. You have the John Lohr Detroit Pistons jersey, a couple other weird ones, and Sam Decker Clippers jersey that I'm repping, showing Ben on the camera right now, that I'm going to wear tonight at game two. Go Clippers. Michael Finley, though, one of the best Wisconsin basketball careers of all time. A guy that is second on UW's scoring list. And guess who the first place guy is? A guy that I'm about to mention next as another guy who should be retired, Ben. But a Big Ten Player of the Year, UW's first consensus All-American since 1942 when he did it, averaged 20 a game during his senior year, led Wisconsin to a number one ranking in the AP poll for the first time in school history, and the Badgers were poised for a tournament run until an elbow injury to center Brian Butch derailed that run. But UW broke a 47-year NCAA tournament drought in 94 with Finley, a 6'6" wing, as the team's leader. This guy was everything, a 2,000-point scorer, and then a 15-year NBA career on top of it with two All-Star appearances and a championship ring, playing both for the Mavs and the Spurs, a beast in both organizations, a fantastic shooter, a very athletic player when he was younger and at Wisconsin. It's a no-brainer. He's the best NBA player in Wisconsin basketball history, and he's a guy that should be in the rafters yesterday, last year, 10 years ago. This is not even debatable.
So should we start going back and forth, or do you want to go two and then
you give me one and then we'll get to my next one.
All right. I have three and they're all in the gridiron. So right now of people that, people now would have been alive to watch, Ron Dayne has his number retired. Aside from that, everybody else that has their number retired in Camp Randall played in either the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, or the 60s, which doesn't make much sense to me. Now, obviously, there aren't many all-time greats that have gone through the program compared to other schools, but I have three that make way too much sense to have their jersey numbers retired. I'm going to start with the most obvious for me, and part of this is about his career at Wisconsin, but it's also about his legacy. Jimmy Leonard, number 18. Walk-on safety for the Badgers, 2002 to 2004, was a stud on their defense, went to the NFL. Now, if it was only those 3 years, no way he gets retired. But he goes to the NFL, has a long career, obviously now comes back to Wisconsin, and is one of the best coordinators in the entire sport, and is one of the main reasons why the program is so successful today and has been so successful since he's gotten here. So I think his number needs to be retired, maybe at the end of his coaching career at Wisconsin, but just for everything he's given to the program, on the field, on the sideline, his legacy, everything, Jimmy Leonard, number 18, needs to go in the rafters. Or not the rafters, on whatever you call it, the stadium side.
Ben, I think you could see this scenario too. I could see a scenario in Wisconsin football where Paul Christ carries the torch till his retirement and then hands that torch off to Jim Leonard.
I would be in for that.
Whether Jim Leonard is still a Wisconsin assistant or not, he probably won't be
right
by that time. Right. But I could see a scenario where Paul Christ has the job for the next decade and then hands it off to Jim Leonard.
Yeah, and I guess Jim Leonard's number probably shouldn't be retired week one of this season because his coaching career with Wisconsin is only getting started. But when it's all said and done, when his career, like in this city, in this state is over, his number needs to be, or at least his name needs to be up there.
And that's what's so confusing about Michael Finley, is that it's not a he should be retired in a couple of years thing. Frank Kaminsky finished his career
a long time ago.
2 years later was in the rafters.
Yeah.
Had an amazing career, but Michael Finley had a better career. Like right. Numbers wise, Frank Kaminsky won a little more. Michael Finley had the better career, had a much better NBA career, and I'm not sure that's a debate of how you factor
so
that
far.
In.
So far.
I mean, no, not so far. I'll put my NBA stamp on this. No, not so far. Michael Finley had a much better career than Frank will ever have. And I love Frank, but that's just the facts. Now, his jersey should have been retired a decade ago. And this next guy's jersey should have been retired about 5 years ago. I'll tell you who that is in just a sec. But first, this episode is brought to you by rockauto.com, a family-run car parts business with every single part you could imagine for your car. If you need a single part, don't go to the dealership and pay a crazy premium price. Do it yourself. Go to rockauto.com, a family-run wholesale priced business. You can click on the left side of the website. It has every make and model. You put your make and model and year in the search engine. You get that part you need. You ship it to your house. And at checkout, make sure in the How Did You Hear About Us box, you tell them that Locked On sent you. How Did You Hear About Us box, tell them Locked On sent you. RockAuto.com, a family-run car part store with every part at the best price that you could ever imagine. RockAuto.com. RockAuto. RockAuto. RockAuto.com. The second name on my list, Ben, is none other than a guy that's making some news right now. We won't get into the news because, well, there isn't much, to be honest. It's just more of a Twitter fight type of thing that you teased at the end of last week that we're not going to get into on today's episode.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you teased the Twitter fight, and we actually can get back to it in this segment right here. But Alondo Tucker deserves to have his jersey in the rafters. 110%.
Nobody listening right now knows this because I can't snap, but I'm snapping.
The leading scorer in Wisconsin basketball history passed the 2,000-point mark on February 10th, 07, against Iowa. Second guy ever to do that, Ben. You know who the first was?
Who?
Michael Finley.
Huh.
Alondo Tucker is the leading scorer in Wisconsin basketball history. He played in the NBA. He averaged 20 a game in his final year at Wisconsin. He was dominant. A do-it-all scorer, three-level scorer, a guy that then came back to coach at Wisconsin, efficient, just an incredible, incredible Wisconsin career. The efficiency is what sticks out most to me about looking at his numbers from back in the day. To see a guy in college with high volume, with high volume, average almost 17 a game on his career, shoot 48% from the field while doing it, that's tough to do in college basketball. You look at most of the high volume scores in college, they're around 41, 42% from the field. Especially if they take jumpers, which Alondo did. Wasn't just a jump shooter at all, but took a lot of jumpers. And to see a guy at 48% from the field on that high volume as the leading scorer on a good team, that is really difficult to do and impressive. And if we're getting into a little advanced stats, 63.6% effective field goal percentage with his three-point shooting factored in there and his free throw shooting. So a guy that was a beast at Wisconsin. Absolute beast, leading scorer in program history. Is there anything that has to be said beyond that? I mean, it's pretty obvious. It's pretty obvious. Big Ten Player of the Year, first team All-American. How many things do you want me to list off about this guy? Graduate of the University of Wisconsin, graduated on May 19th, 2007. I mean, there's just nothing that should keep him out of the rafters. It makes no sense. Him and Michael Finley make no sense. Like none.
Rant. Dude, I that was great. I didn't want to interrupt your rant right there, but something significant is happening on Twitter right now. And we're doing this whole thing again. So you'll never guess which account just tweeted out every Power Five school's rival.
Oh no.
No, I'm asking a question. It's significant. So Big Game Boomer strikes again. Oh, and man, it's only because I freaking unblocked him.
Boomer now?
Dude, so we got tagged in this by Locked On Hawkeyes.
no.
And I guess I just gave away the answer. But it says Minnesota's most hated rival is Wisconsin. It says Wisconsin's most hated rival is Iowa. No. Now, Locked On Hawkeyes asked on Twitter, does Wisco really hate us the most? And I'm going to craft a response right now. But I wasn't really sure what to say because it's hard to hate Minnesota that much when they're so bad.
All right. So here's the thing. I actually think Iowa hates Wisconsin more than Wisconsin hates Iowa.
That could be true.
Because Wisconsin, Iowa's not little brother. Like, they're better than that.
Yeah.
They're definitely not little brother. But
no,
they're the B to Wisconsin's A on the report card. Like, Wisconsin's sure. getting A's, Iowa's getting B's, but they're doing the same
thing.
They're
the B to Wisconsin's. They're the B to Wisconsin's A minus.
Okay. Fair. Fair enough. Even some years B plus to A minus. Like, it's close. Right.
They're close.
The thing is, they're taking the same class. They're in the same grade. They do exactly the same things, and Wisconsin just does them a little bit better.
So what do I say? So what do I respond? Like, I don't know if, like, I feel like they kind of are, because it's hard to hate someone when you've just been better than them for so long. That, obviously, talking about Minnesota.
You know, in football, and this is an interesting question for fans.
I was talking about football.
Exactly. In football, yeah. Over the last 15 years, like, especially with the Nate Stanley thing and some of the games those two teams have played. I mean, I think Wisconsin's the most hated team in the Big Ten right now is Ohio State, but they could care less about us. So,
right.
Like, I think most Wisconsin fans would say, who do you hate most between Minnesota, Iowa, and Ohio State? If we're talking about football, they'd say Ohio State. That's my opinion. I think they'd say that. I don't know. We should put up a poll on Locked On Badgers. That's an interesting question. They're our biggest rival? No. I'm just saying that they're the most hated team right now because Wisconsin can't get past them. Like, I don't think a lot of people at Wisconsin, a lot of fans, alumni, whatever, hate Iowa. Like, hate Iowa.
No, nor do I. I think the graphic is grossly wrong yet again. But, yeah, I don't know.
Alabama's. Who's Alabama's greatest rival?
Oh, God.
That's what we've discovered. That is the entire purpose.
Yeah, Chattanooga? This is great podcasting. No, it's Auburn.
It's Auburn? Wow, that's
– yeah.
But then I'm confused about big game Boomer Sooners tactics. All right.
Dude, I think he's stepping off his shtick.
We have to get back to your
football takes. No, I'll go quickly now.
In just a sec, because today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. BetOnline.ag is the one place that we trust, the Locked On Podcast Network, for all of your sports gambling needs. BetOnline.ag has live lines, college football futures already set, Heisman odds already set, and of course, NBA playoff odds. I took the Bucks -4.5 last night, Ben. That was the easiest bet of my entire life. It was a lot of fun. Go Bucks! Rooting hard for you guys in the Eastern Conference. That's me being genuine. Love this team with Drew Holiday, and you should keep riding them in game 3 and 4 in Miami at betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And when you go to betonline.ag and make your first deposit, use the promo code Locked On. You'll get 50% added on to your initial deposit as a welcome bonus. Betonline.ag, betonline.ag. Back to retired numbers after our, I guess, now daily big game Boomer Sooner interruption on Twitter. Ben, your final two retirees.
Yeah, I just put the poll up for anyone who wants to weigh in, whatever. My final two, both of them are also layups, like your two, like Jimmy Leonard. The first one is in the College Football Hall of Fame. He was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2019. He will be in the NFL Hall of Fame in the coming years. I don't know what the math is. He is the best left tackle in, I don't want to say NFL history. He's one of the best left tackles in college football history, in NFL history, Joe Thomas, number 72. Great. Like, when you look through the list of football Badgers who have their numbers retired, most of them are in the College Football Hall of Fame. And Joe Thomas, his play on the field speaks for itself. His play in the NFL speaks for itself. Once he gets into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I think he will have his jersey number retired here. On to the last one, and this guy just left Wisconsin to the NFL. He'll have a sick NFL career as well, but it's Jonathan Taylor, number 23. Ron Dane's number is retired. Jonathan Taylor and Ron Dane, the two best running backs in program history, two of the best running backs to ever play the sport. Jonathan Taylor ran for 6,174 yards in 3 years, 50 touchdowns. He was a stud. retire his number, retire Joe Thomas's number, retire Jimmy Leonard's number eventually. That's all the take I have on that.
I think JT's number, I will say to this, Ben, I think JT's number will be retired in the next 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, confident. I think Joe should as well. If you're in the College Football Hall of Fame, then you should probably have your number retired, because it's not that, like, it's not easy. Like, that's a pretty insane achievement, you know?
Like, I just don't, Ben, I just don't understand. The basketball thing especially gets to me, because Ab Nicholas is the one retired jersey before Frank Kaminsky, and that one makes sense. Like a godfather figure of the program, one of the first stars of the program. Okay. The court's named after him. Cool. Then you wait years and years and years and years and years, and Frank gets retired like a year after he stops playing at Wisconsin. Yet you've missed so many guys equally deserving to Frank. I just don't understand it. Like, if nobody had been retired besides Nicholas, I'd be like, okay, they're just not going to do that. They're not retiring jerseys. The Frank one is the one that gets me, because not that he doesn't deserve it, he fully deserves it. But that shows you that, okay, they're still retiring jerseys as of the last 5 years. But what did we do about Michael Finley and Alondo Tucker?
Yeah, and retiring jersey numbers relates to a period of success for a school, for a program. And Wisconsin basketball they've been consistently successful for around 20 years, and it's only been Frank that's in the rafters as a result of that. Football the same way. Now, I think more like when Paul Chris 10 years all said and done, I think you'll see Jonathan Taylor, maybe, I don't know, a couple others retired as well. But retiring numbers, the whole concept of it is you're honoring those successful stretches on the field or on the court.
Also,
and the fact that there's that big lull. Yeah.
I'm taking the Lockdown Badgers community behind the scenes right now. I just deleted Ben's tweet because it didn't make sense to put it as a comment under Lockdown Iowa's thing. We're going to make it now a tweet at Lockdown Badgers on Twitter and put out this poll. Ben, I want to ask you, though, should I add Ohio State to this poll?
Yes. You
the
should.
Poll question, and how should
I don't think people.
Question? Let's do this all behind the scenes right now. Let's find the poll question. Is who is the
this
most.
This is electric podcasting.
Who is the most hated? Honestly, this has been a great episode. Who is the most hated Wisconsin rival?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wisconsin football rival.
Right. And the thing is, I don't think people are going to answer Ohio State, because while the Badgers
right
have
now,
lost
that's my key,
every big but. Game against them recently. Like, I don't think they're that hated. It's just like, yeah, they're the best team in the conference by far.
I would answer hated. I'd personally answer Ohio
State. Can you put Northwestern on there?
Yeah.
I think Northwestern pisses me off more than any of them.
That's a good thought. That's a good thought.
Because I don't really hate Iowa because I respect them a lot. And I love how, like, Wisconsin matches up with them. Like, they're just good rivals. But in terms of most hated rival, like, Northwestern is the biggest pest in the Big Ten West. And every single year, it happens that one of the teams are better, and then the better team somehow either wins tight or loses for no reason. So right. I think they piss me off as a rival more.
This poll is going up. I could add Nebraska. That'd be funny, but I can't because I only have four options. I'd vote for Nebraska, actually. Sorry, I take it back. I'm probably
Why?
The only person in Wisconsin's community that would
well,
vote
I would vote for Nebraska fans.
They just, I just
not
can't
the football
them.
Team.
I just can't with them. I see. I
don't hate them because they're so goddamn bad.
Michigan football. I actually don't mind Michigan football at all.
Oh,
Michigan
I do.
Basketball, as you know, is a whole different world for me. That's a whole different world. Right. Michigan basketball. I don't really mind them. That's gonna end today's episode, Ben. We got to get off here before
snaps to that.
Get a bunch of responses coming in. So make sure you hit up the poll at Lockdown Badgers on Twitter. Who's the most hated Wisconsin football rival right now? We'll tell you the answer.
You post it?
Tomorrow's episode. I'm posting it right now. As always, on Wisconsin.